I love a well-pulled shot of espresso, and I love it so much, in fact, that I really just leave it to the pros because A, they're better at making it, and B, really because they have the right machinery. But espresso machines for the home have gotten better and better, and since we check in every week with America's Test Kitchen, we thought we'd ask them about their latest test of home espresso makers. Sally Swift, our managing producer, talked with ATK's Lisa McManus.
Hey Lisa, great to have you here as always.
Great to be here.
So I want to talk to you about espresso makers, and I want to talk to you about the really high-end ones, the kind of barista quality. I know you guys did a bunch of testing on them recently, so tell me what you found. But actually, maybe let's start even before that. What makes good espresso?
Well, good espresso, I mean, if you think about regular coffee, it works through the water passing through the grounds by gravity. With espresso, the water has to be forced through the grounds with pressure. And the pressure is generated by the machine. In this type of machine that I looked at, which are fully automatic machines, you don't have to do anything with a, you know, pulling down an arm of the machine, which you sometimes see in fancy places. So we looked at fully automatic machines, and you need something that can generate enough pressure. They call it 15 bars of pressure, which is the equivalent of over, it's 217.5 pounds per square inch of pressure. So it's quite a lot of pressure going through that little puck of coffee. And that extracts all the really delicious flavors and gives you that really wonderful body topped by a layer of what's called crema. Mm-hmm. And that's the aromatic emulsified oils that are extruded under pressure. If you don't have enough pressure, you don't get good crema, you don't get good body and good flavor to that espresso.
Now, the other things you need to make good espresso, you have to have a decent grinder, right?
Yes, and that's a whole other thing. I mean, getting one that can really grind very evenly and to very precise sizes. If it's too finely ground, it gets slowed down by the tightly packed grounds. If it's too loosely ground, it goes through too quickly and you get very weak and watery and sour coffee. So a good grinder is important. But when we were looking at this and we said, you know, we want it to be automatic, we want it to be easy. So when you get up in the morning, you don't have to do a whole lot of math and weighing and grinding. So we looked for machines that had the grinder built in. And we also realized in doing research that most Americans like a milk-based espresso drink, like a cappuccino or a latte. So we looked for machines that also had a built-in milk frother or way to make a milk drink. And that really narrowed the field down. We ended up with six machines.
Okay. None of these machines are inexpensive.
No. And we did cap the price at $1,000, which is pretty expensive for something from us. We really don't like to tell people to spend a lot of money. But if you think about going into an espresso bar or, you know, any coffee shop and getting an espresso, it can be $2 or $3 for one little shot. Mm-hmm. So if you're in the habit of doing that, this thing will pay for itself.
So what was the big winner?
Well, the big winner is by an Italian company called Gaja. It's the Gaja Anima automatic coffee machine. It costs around $650, but it was compact, it was well made, it was very consistent, and the controls were really easy. Some of these were really a nightmare. They had so many buttons and signals that you just had to pull the manual out every single time.
Did you test any of the pods, the Nespresso or any of the machines
that
use pods?
We did. We tested one and we liked it. You know, people really liked the ease of it. You pop in the capsule and you push a button and you're kind of done. It gives you beautiful crema. What a lot of us found was that the espresso itself felt a little bit thin and weak.
Oh, that's interesting.
But there was no
it?
Beating how easy and simple it was and how easy it was to clean up. The milk component of that was also a little bit of work. It had six little parts, and you had to pull them all apart and wash them thoroughly at least every other day. You could put it in the fridge.
That would bum me out.
Yeah, it was too much. I mean, I think there's better ways to do it. So we did say, you know, depending on who you are and what you're willing to do, there were three basic choices. The Gaja, overall, automatic, one and done, push a button. The frothing was great. Then we, you know, the Nespresso, if you really don't want to put any effort into it and you don't mind a little bit of a drop of quality, But in the middle, we found one that was great for DIY types. It was a Breville Barista Express. And this one is a little bit of a semi-automatic. It grinds the coffee for you, but then it grinds into a portafilter, just like you see them do in the shops. And you bring it over and you put it under the water. And you have to tamp it with this little device that pushes down on the grounds and packs them down. And you have to learn how to press with 30 pounds of pressure. And if you want to play around more with the settings and the coffee and feel like you had more of a hand in it, this is a great choice.
Okay. What did you find about the kind of beans to use for espresso?
Well, that whole thing about espresso roast is really a myth. The one thing all the machines said was don't pick any flavored beans or ones that have coatings on them because that will come off and gunk up the works of the machine. And they said don't use very, very oily beans. Our winning machine really could handle any beans that we put in. A couple of the ones we didn't like as much could not handle even the tiniest bit of oil on the outside.
Lisa, you do noble work. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Lisa McManus is executive editor of Tastings and Testings at America's Test Kitchen. You can find that short list of the best home espresso machines at splendidtable.org.